This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Nau mai, haere mai, koe ora tēnā koe, Free FM 89.0. Good afternoon to you. What's on my mind? The opinion is mine. Column comment. World history. A music legend is 83 today. New Zealand Hit Parade. Chart.org.nz, July 26, 1966. 1 p.m. we have the weather update. Has Hunter Biden opened up a minefield with accusations that the late American Republican Senator and many others are gay? And he was talking to gay journalist Don Lemon. I saw the podcast this week. We will talk about that with Gary Schofield when he comes in on the phone today. And Dwayne Porter. And we've got Trevor Lloyd with Trevor's Talk before 2 o'clock this afternoon. New Zealand politics is at a crossroads at the moment. We are less than 100 days out from the election, the general election, which is happening in November. But as you know, we've had a few hiccups this week as we head to that election. We've had the sexist comment from former Labour Member of Parliament and Cabinet Minister, he's the great grandson of former New Zealand Prime Minister Walter Nash. He's adopted great grandson. I was talking about Stuart Nash. His comments on parental leave, which is a right for both men and women in New Zealand. Both men and women can go on parental leave in New Zealand. We made a comment about a natural MP, so that ends his career in politics. Hopefully for good. He's left the New Zealand First Party. In the same week, Shane Jones made a sexist comment about knee pads for women. People have seen what it really is. Jones should apologise, but of course he claims everything is woke. It's not woke when you treat women like you did this week, Mr. Jones. You should resign from Cabinet. But of course, the Prime Minister won't let Jones go because of Winston Peters. Jones is deputy leader of New Zealand First. He should go. He's made some bad comments. And of course, as a Labour minister in a hotel room, he charged porn to a Cabinet credit card, which got him into serious trouble. He should be stood down or fired. We don't need these stupid comments by our prime ministers and also our cabinet ministers. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in November. Who's going to be the next prime minister of New Zealand? Well, it's up to you, folks. So look out. There may be more coming up between now and November. What have we got? About 247. Got 158 days to go. July 26, 2026. It was a stay in 1865. The New Zealand Parliament relocated to Wellington from Auckland to be centralised. Housed in the Provincial Council building. Politics 2016, Donald Trump defeats Hillary Clinton. This day in 1980, New Zealand politics. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Jane Jacinda Ardern was born in Hamilton. She's 45 today. In 1950, former Argentinian First Lady Eva Perón dies.
We ought to bake a sunshine cake. It does more good than a big, thick steak. Start with a tablespoon of trouble. Then add a smile and let it bubble up. We ought to bake a sunshine cake.
And this day in 1939, Australian politics, former Australian Prime Minister John Howard was born. He's 86 today.
Once a jolly swagman camped by the billy bong under the shade of a coolabah tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
This day in 1914, on the eve of World War One, Winston Churchill, First Lord of the Admiralty, warns the fleet to remain as in a state of readiness.
You men have made your name, but now your country calls you to play your part in war, and no matter what it calls you, we shall love you all the more. So come and join the forces of your fathers.
And in entertainment, 1943, Rolling Stone, Sir Mick Jagger was born. He's 83 today. And let's remember 1965 with Sir Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. One of my favourite Stone songs, The Last Time.
Well, I told you once and I told you twice, but you never listened to me. This is
89.0 independent community media, Cosmopolitan News and Views. I'm Bruce Scott, Mel Driscoll, Dwayne Porter, Trevor Lloyd, and guests this afternoon. The last time Mick Jagger is 83 today. New Zealand Hit Parade, .org.nz, History and Song, Monday 26, 1965. This is July. 1XH Fred Barnes hosted Country Roundabout from 5 a.m. Barnes was chief rural officer for the NZBC, and he was the man who instigated the TVNZ country program, which is still going today. 6 a.m. to noon, we had the breakfast session, Woman's Hour, and racing results. Yeah, if there was a race meeting on, you heard about it on 1XH. 2 p.m. till midnight, Cassie Russell, The Archers, Te Ao Mutu Mailbox, Race Results, Mobile Song Contest, Late News at 11:30 and Midnight Close Down. And one of the big hits in New Zealand at the time was The Chicks. Master Jack.
It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. You taught me all I know and I'll never look back. It's a very strange world, and I thank you, Master Jack.
FM 89.0 independent community media. That is The Chicks, Suzanne and Judy Donaldson, and Master Jack. Sue Donaldson is still working today. Yeah, great music. Of course, she later performed with the one and only Cat Stevens. Well, this week we lost guitarist Tony Thorpe from the British glam rock band The Rubettes, best known in the 70s, mid-70s, for such hits as Sugar Baby Love. This is one of them. Tony Thorpe died at the age of 80 this week.
She went, take my advice. If you love someone, don't think twice.
Tony Thorpe today, he died this week here, the guitarist in the Rubettes from the 70s at 1 minute past 1 o'clock. Let's take a look at the Hamilton weather forecast. Cloudy with a chance of a shower, clearing this afternoon. Light winds, southerlies developing this afternoon. And tomorrow we're in for fine with severe morning frost. Look out. Light winds, afternoon, southwesterlies. Sunset this evening, 5:28 p.m. And sunrise tomorrow morning, 7:23. Forecast high is 11 degrees today. We're on 9 degrees and we've got -3 overnight. It's going to be a cold night in Kirikiriroa, the Fountain City. So please just stay dry. Well, just remembering Tony Thorpe. We've also got to remember that it's Mick Jagger's birthday today. 1965 was a great year for the band, the Rolling Stones.
I tried.
Can't get no satisfaction. Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones from 1965. Free FM 89.0. This is Cosmopolitan News and Views. Well, you heard us talking about Tony Thorpe from the Rubettes. You heard the vocals by their lead singer. Frankie Valli has got similar falsetto vocals. And there's another guy who died back last year in 2025. He's got similar vocals. His name was Lou Christie from 1969.
I try every trick in the book. With every step that you take, everywhere that you look, just look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul, I'll try to get to your mind. I'm gonna make you mine. I know I'll never give up. I'm at the end of my run, from the morning till supper time. And you'll find I'll be waiting in line, I'll be waiting in line. I'm gonna make you.
Make it mine, I'm gonna make it mine. Baby, I'm gonna make it
FM 89.0, independent community media, Miss Marple's theme, Ron Goodwin and his orchestra. He wrote some mighty soundtrack movie songs for the Battle of Britain, etc., etc. Miss Marple's theme, Dame Margaret Rutherford. Well, of course, he also wrote a theme to a fabulous movie, starred a bevy of American and British actors, including Eric Sykes and Terry Thomas and many, many more.
Pretty woman, you're right. So from my personal point of view,
16 past one, Heather Kyle and the Carlisles. 1963. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, well, talking about Mick Jagger being 83 today, he recorded a duet with the late David Bowie, taking an old 60s Motown hit, and they did it like this. Believe it or not, Mick Jagger is 83 today. His duet of Dancing in the Street with the late David Bowie. Well, also celebrating his birthday today, back in 1939. He's 86 today.
A jolly swagman camped by the billy bong under the shade of a coolabah tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Jumbug to drink at the billy bong. Up jumped the swagman and swabbed him with glee. And he sang as he stole that jumbug in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he stole that young buck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Up rode the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Up rode the troopers, 1, 2, 3. Where's the jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Where's the jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Jumped the swagman and sprang into the billy boy. You'll never take me alive, said he. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billy bong. You'll never take me alive, said he. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Oh, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
FM 89.0, independent community media, the lead Bob Moore, and that is Mexico. When researching through the history of 1XH, 1ZH in Hamilton, they played a lot of instrumental music to lead up to the news, which was required by law, the old NZBC days. Yeah, we've got more memories coming up next week. And one of the most popular artists on 1XH, 1ZH with instrumentals was... Hey, Herb Albert and the 2-1 Brass. A taxi, Herb Albert, and his 2-1 Brass. Actually, Herb Albert is still performing in his mid-90s. 20, that talks about longevity, doesn't it? 29 past 1 o'clock, because I saw a recent concert on YouTube featuring the one and only Herb Albert. From Herb Albert and the 2-1 Brass, 2-1 Taxi to Hooked On Classics, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. played Louis B. Clarke conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And of course, that is Hooked on Classics, all that music from Beethoven through until Mozart. In the same line, the late Miguel Rios. The music of Beethoven. Beethoven's Ode to Joy, that is Miguel Rios, and that is Song of Joy. Good afternoon, Mel Driscoll.
Good afternoon. Enter Gary Schofield. Observing from a distance American democracy in action, we might wonder why, in some states, unelected members may sit in Congress in the place of elected members who are unable to serve their full term in office. The substitute members then seem to be there by virtue of inheriting the former democratically elected member when that person is no longer able to serve. But this substitution of one for another misses the democracy of going to a vote on a ballot. What do you say, Gary?
Well, I say it was a very good question of Bruce's last week that prompted that look. And he said, well, Lindsey Graham has had his Senate seat taken by his sister. We find that strange because we have our concept of democracy, and that wouldn't be an inherited title or an inherited office. So I looked into it and just found quite remarkably that really is the law, because Bruce had asked, is that legal? And it is legal. Not only is it legal, it's actually the norm. And over time, over the last few decades, going back to the 1920s, there's been 45 cases where somebody has died in office and their spouse, usually their wife, has inherited that position, at least in a temporary basis. And there have been 38 instances in the House, and there have been 8 instances in the Senate, with in California alone, there's been 7 widows have taken that role. So when Lindsey Graham appointed, or, you know, it was appointed on his behalf that his sister would then take over and run his Senate seat. That, in fact, was a precedent, because it had never happened before, because usually, but that's only because it's usually the spouse. Sometimes it's the grandchild, or sometimes it's, you know, depending on who has they've lost. But yes, it really is a tenet of American democracy that we would find perhaps a little unusual.
Oh, good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
Good afternoon, Bruce.
How are you?
You expected me to go on for an hour on that one, which, of course, I could have and enjoyed it, but nice to hear you back.
Anyway, I was just thinking of what I'm going to play next. We're in a bit of a classical mood this afternoon. But another thing that came up this week, because I've been watching some podcasts this week from America, hosted by former CNN presenter Don Lemon. On the show, he had the one and only Hunter Biden as a guest. And you're talking about Lindsey Graham and the possibility that he was gay, and there's a possibility that other members of the Republican Party are also gay. And he did mention, hopefully he won't get prosecuted, he mentioned people like the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and others. So Hunter Biden's let something out of the bag, cat out of the bag this week, all right?
Well, maybe. And, of course, the reason that he didn't have a spouse inherit his role is because he wasn't married. However, that doesn't make you gay. If you actually look at the record of Lindsey Graham, he has put in place, in law, a lot of fairly what people would consider to be anti-gay legislation. So it must be a different, an interesting paradox in his life. However, as we all know, in the enlightened real world, it matters not. It matters what kind of a leader you are, what legislation you have, and your drive in politics and your accomplishments, of course. Everything that matters. But I did find that you might want to talk about those tariffs, because those tariffs are back on New Zealand. They're now 12%.
Well,
that's come up since we talked last.
There's no denying that the United States President Donald Trump likes to tinker with tariffs on trade, sowing confusion and ultimately distorting market forces.
Weren't they deemed illegal by the Supreme Court?
Yes, they were.
So how is New Zealand...
Not so much illegal, but that he didn't have the power to do that. Sorry, Mel, carry on.
How has New Zealand fared in relation to our trade competitors on the tariffs question?
Well, it's a very good question. And I must say, everyone is discussing this at the moment. And getting back to what Bruce was saying, yes, in fact, those tariffs went on. We were at 15%, if you remember. And that went down to 10 for most countries. But then Congress said that he did not have, or the Supreme Court said that Trump did not have the actual congressional power to do that. And so they've expired, and now we have a new set of tariffs. And this is where people are discussing and dismissing what has happened, because it's about forced labor. There's a statute that if you harbor forced labor in your marketplace, then you should be sanctioned. And so we in New Zealand are all outraged, and it looks like to people, of course, that it's just another excuse to slap on a tariff, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's a question of forced labor, we heard.
Yes, but people have not heard of Temu, I would have said. And everybody that I know buys Temu, and it's a big online marketplace. And there have been so many congressional reports saying that there's a very high likelihood, because it is so inexpensive, a lot of those goods, that there is forced labor involved in that. So should we, instead of us being so indignant about being squeaky clean and the outrageousness of being tariffed for something that we didn't do, and of course we don't have forced labor, maybe we should take a second look at some of these operations before we allow them in the country.
Oh, politics, it's quite interesting too, with New Zealand politics. A couple of people put their foot in it, and Stuart Nash has gone from been a candidate for New Zealand First, and of course Shane Jones made disparaging words about women this week. He should be going. Some of these politicians who are elected to office, they should keep their mouths shut.
Well, yes, and I try to focus on the United States, not so much on our wonderful local politics. It's such a hot potato. But just on that topic with Nash, and it occurred to me that maybe somebody, because it wasn't really found in the media so much, should give a little bit more of a background to what he said.
Yeah.
So usually if you're making a statement to people, you can put it in a public statement, you can say it online, you could say it to the television. But this was a text to Finlayson.
Yep.
So the way I see a text, as a conversation. We all text people, and it's like a matter of conversation. And in a conversation, you're allowed to state an opinion.
Yep.
You're allowed to state something that's wrong, because you get corrected. So I think that perhaps this was taken a little bit out of context. And it doesn't really, in my view, make you a misogynist to bring up some of those topics.
Just before you do go, of course, the media at the White House this week, and Donald Trump turned up for the first time in a couple of years. He took a swing at some of the media, and they laughed. He stuck on his MAGA hat.
Oh, the correspondents' dinner.
Did you ever attend some of them?
Oh, yes. I have actually been to a correspondents' dinner in real life over there in Washington. It just strikes me as quite an interesting experience. As the president, of course, from his point of view, surrounded by the enemy and all the people that are writing bad stories about him, and he has to get up and make jokes. So it's just a spectacle, I see it as.
I don't think Trump can tell jokes. One of the best, of course, was Barack Obama, and he's got a good sense of humor.
What about the roadkill joke for this is your dinner and your cow and what you're going to have JFK?
I've got to look that up. Hey, you went to summer school last weekend. How did it go?
Well, in fact, last weekend was the performance at St. Paul's. Coming up is the unveiling of the 100th commemorative painting at Southall. So that hasn't happened yet.
Yep.
But I would like to say that it was a wonderful event, sung beautifully, and it raised a lot of money for a great cause. So that went very well. And today, just letting you know, is Stuart's birthday. So you might want to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday when he hears this podcast later in the week. So
yes.
Stuart Schofield.
That would be Stuart E-W.
Yeah.
And interesting, I was just having a great conversation about the meaning of why is it that some Stuarts are E-W and some are U? And the reason for that goes back to William the Conqueror. If you've got a second to go through, and William the Conqueror created stewards with a D.
Oh.
And they, like, you had the steward of Scotland.
Yes.
And those
Scottish
kings, they became Scottish royalty.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Scots were at war with the British, and so were the French. So you find a lot of those Scottish kings going to France, and in France there was no W in the language.
Yeah.
So that's when they changed to a U.
Oh, it's only a name because people call me by my first Christian name, which is Ian. They get all mixed up with that too. So, but that's the Scottish way too. So, hey, we'll catch you up later next week. And happy birthday to Stuart this week. We'll catch you next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
It's 11 minutes to 2, a little bit of Waldo de los Rios and a bit of Mozart 40 at Free FM. And, of course, in the studio now is our next guest, Mel.
A friendly visit from a foreign politician wouldn't always bring the turnout this one did. One who felt honoured to go along to be there with others who greet the man, the politician and current Prime Minister of the Republic of India was Suman Kapoor of Hamilton. Greetings, Suman.
Namaste, everyone. Yes, it was indeed an honor on my part that I was there to meet and greet our Prime Minister from India, Mr. Narendra Modi ji. That was of 10th of May. We selected people were invited to welcome him at the Cordis Hotel on 10th of May evening. And yeah, we with great enthusiasm, I started my journey from Hamilton and reached to the hotel. That was very exciting. And actually, the security was so tight that our bags were kept at security door, and we were given a green color band on our hand. So we entered, we were entertained well, we were fed and with a cup of tea and samosa and cookies. That was great. And finally, we were in a big hall. So Mr. Modi entered from one side of the gate, special gate, with his security. And there were three programs before he reached to our hall. So these programs were singing program and Vande Mataram program and a dance performance. When he entered, he first greeted the Bora group. They were there. And then we all were standing in the tricolor flag in our hand. So when he entered, we were very, very overwhelmed. And some people were shaking hand, and especially children were there standing in front. And then he came to me along with my other friends. I was standing, and when he came just in front of me, I was really, really mesmerized with his aura. And I shook hand, and I said, oh, suddenly it came from my mind, I am from Uttar Pradesh of India, born and brought up. So he said, oh, Uttar Pradesh, like he responded, very good. And then I to like in my eyes stating, or gave us a lot of confidence in him within a minute. And that was a moment which I will cherish throughout my life.
Yep.
And then he passed to the other people.
Well, so, you've brought us some reflections on meeting the Prime Minister of India who came to New Zealand. He's only here for 24 hours. Suman, thank you for coming in. We've got to move along because we've got a couple of more people to talk to. But come back soon and talk to us on things concerning the Indian community.
Yeah, in short, if I can say in one sentence, it was a lot of business meet. The memorandum of understanding were signed, and a free trade agreement was also signed. That was a lot of formality. In the evening, there was a great cultural program, Kia Ora Modi, and that is nice. I would like to add to. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming
that
in.
That is next day, yep, on the 11th.
Yep. Anyway, it is just on 2:07. Dwayne and Trevor are coming in next. But Gary has just talked about the Stuarts of Scotland, one of the most famous Stuarts of Scotland. It was Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Sweet Bonnie boat, like a bird on the wing, on with the sailor's cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Loud the winds howl, loud the waves roar, thunderclaps rend the air. Baffle our foes, stand by the shore, follow they will not dare. Speed, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Though the waves leap, soft shall he sleep, oceans are royal bed.
rocked in the deep, Florida will keep.
That's the Skyboat Song. That's from Kenneth McKellar from 1959 at Free FM 89.0. Oh, good afternoon, Dwayne. Oh, sorry.
We have, in addition to what Suman Kapoor has already shared, a special highlight is the occasion that is going to be on Sunday, the 9th of August, from 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, there they'll be meeting at the venue, Phoenix Hall, at 22 Richmond Street, Fitiora, in Hamilton. And there'll be a mango fest, a cooking competition, and they are meeting primarily to welcome the people of Indian descent, but the public is welcome too. Sawan Ke Rang Tarang, Festival of Vibes, and it is an intercultural occasion. It might be worth going.
Anyway, we'll now talk trains, boats and planes and anything else that moves on land, sea and air. Good afternoon, Dwayne Porter.
Good afternoon, troops.
Into the port of Tauranga. Who do we have? The ships.
We have quite a few ships there, Mel. Some of them that I wrote to you are due in tomorrow. It's been a swap and change.
A container ship that's coming from Sydney?
Yep, she's already in, loaded, and she's on her way to Littleton.
The ship's Sun Mercury?
Yep.
From Melbourne?
Yep.
And off to Napier after Tauranga. It's a container ship too.
Yep.
And this is a name that you've mentioned before in your reports, Miss Creo Negro.
Yep.
What does that do?
That's a container boat, Mel.
I see.
She's loading containers on the Tauranga side, and then we've got a load on the Mount side as well.
And what about all those ships you told us about last week that are waiting offshore?
They're still waiting out there, Mel.
Are they how many?
Well, average about 28 that I put through.
A lot of work to be done on the wharf.
Well, there is a lot of work, and what is that the wharf is trying to keep up at the moment, and the delay is that once, like last week, they had something went wrong. There was a petrol boat came in. And what happened was they unloaded half the petrol boat, and that had to go out and all the way down to Marsden Point because Marsden Point ran out of fuel.
Yeah.
But the point was that when we put the consignment notes and everything through, that there was another boat coming through from Marsden Point.
Anyway, more next week from Dwayne Porter. Trevor, in his final comment.
Tiny ball on end of string. Tiny ball. Tiny ball. Tiny ball.
Tiny ball.
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Of Waiatupoi, that is the late Peter Dawson, the Australian tenor, and we'll put it underneath our friend Trevor Lloyd. Good afternoon, Trevor.
Good afternoon. I might have to keep a bit short today.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the weather, the Arctic conditions outside.
9 degrees, minus three overnight.
Oh, well, it feels like minus three already when I come over. Looking from my apartment into the street, I saw three people walking along Tristram Street. Two of them had shorts and a singlet on, the other had long jeans and a T-shirt on. How did they survive?
Oh, well, maybe you need to be a penguin.
That's unbelievable. All I can say to the listeners, please wrap up when you go outside because it's really cold today.
I brought my jacket in because I won't be leaving town till late tonight. Hey, as I said, 9 degrees, minus three overnight. Stick your heater on. Forget the power bills. Thanks for your company, you guys, this afternoon. We'll, on a warmer day, we'll try to do it again next week. We'll leave you with Peter Dawson.
Hey! 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 Hey
is the late Peter Dawson singing the New Zealand song Waiatapoi. It's coming up to 2 o'clock. That's it. We're out of here. Keep warm. Turn your heaters on. Turn them up. Heat pumps. Yeah. You got to wear some gloves, Trevor.
Yeah, you're quite right there.
Anyway, hey, we'll catch you next week. We're going to warm up with a cup of coffee or whatever. Maybe Dwayne's got the jug on, so we'll get out of here and leave you with Harmony Waikato.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.